Good afternoon, Durango. Tony Hall here with you at the Western Slope qualifying event. My caption today is visual ensemble. I'm upstairs at the 45-yard line, side two. Looking forward to the show. Good luck today. And here we go. Good focus on the counter motion. You know, and where the silk actually came in was fine for me, but I wanted more from the soloist on the platform in the segment that comes right before that. Good integration of the color guard inside of the form for sure, even still leading into the dot. That's a part of the picture. Come on, timing, ladies. And lock it in. We never really made the picture flutes. Don't understand the connection that the color guard has to the rest of the band proper. And also look at, take a picture here. Look at the interval that the guard is in. Four guard members, four holes in the props in the bag. Let's utilize that thought. Instead of, you know, how tight we were. Click. Interval issues throughout. Make that perfect. Picture perfect here. Cover down as we move the form across the field. Make it lock in. Yeah. Good ideas here for sure. Let's make sure we're paying attention to intervals as we move that form around, right? Good focus. I don't know which one was more important to you. Was it the acrobatics or was it the feature percussion on the platform? Distracting for me with the prop moving, and I totally get it. You know, I understand what we're doing. Let's look at the exit of the red and the introduction of this silk as far as the placement. on the field, making sure that we're complimenting we're complimenting the soloist on the prop, okay? So changing red to blue, really cool, but musically it didn't happen. There was no point that said bam and now it's blue, you know, and it just happened and now it needs to be blue. So let's coordinate that a little bit better. The timing of setting of stepping apart, and especially if we're going to hold in a set, make sure that we're doing it together, and then that we actually have a picture-perfect set that we're going to hold in. Separation of the card into two different units, yet we were working in unison. I wasn't too sure about that. Timing. The color guard to be more a part of that as we go all the way around and the sequential happens. You know, you went away from the guard, but here they are on the table in the middle of the field. Okay. For me, the sequential would have happened the other way, all the way around to the ladies on the blue, on the table, in the middle of the field. Some distracting moments by moving them through. Make sure that, you know, we're paying attention to its placement on the field. I get it. I know. But, you know, it's a turning table, right? Okay. It didn't turn, it just moved across. You could have somehow incorporated the table itself more so into the program instead of it just being the prop, right? That said, it's there. How do you use it when it's spotlighted? Did the drill coordinate with it? Were the people on top of it? The true focus? All of those things are considerations in the construction of the program. And too many times I thought that the table itself was a distraction in getting it there. And here's what my point is. You made that moment that the the clarinet soloist was on it important. You made that moment where the silk was on it important. Those are arrival points. the journey to get it to that arrival point is just as important, and you didn't concentrate on that as much as you could have. Changing from red to blue. When it was blue, that was important, but how it got to blue wasn't as important to you. And I think that those are the type of things that would help you in when you're developing programs, okay? Good luck to you. Thank you.